Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as I share insights into the online business world, social media, and many other motivational topics, and also interview some of the world's most incredible humans to help you become the best version of yourself.
Hello, welcome back to Rebecca Neal, the podcast. We have a solo episode today with me, Rebecca Neal. And I'm going to keep this short and sweet on a particular topic that I think comes up a lot and definitely came up for me last week in my own personal life. And as you guys know, I love to talk on topics that are relatable to both my life and my clients' lives and in business. And this is something that I really want people to get their head around. So let's keep it short and sweet, because this is why I created the podcast. It's all about short bursts of inspiration if we're not having an amazing chat with guests. So, how to not give a fuck, how to stop seeking other people's approval. This is something we all need to learn a little bit more, like letting go of the control, letting go of the overthinking. How often, like, let's have a moment here. How often do you feel overwhelmed? Can you think of a time when you felt overwhelmed? Was it today? Was it yesterday? Do you often question yourself, your ability? Do you feel like you quit too easily? Before we dive into a little more on this, I want to just set a disclaimer before we get started. So, me teaching you how to not give a fuck isn't an excuse for you to be an asshole or a careless bitch or to fully ignore what's going on in the world, because if that's what you want, what you're looking for is nihilism. And that's the view that everything is meaningless. It's a belief in absolutely nothing, that total destruction is acceptable. And learning how to not give a fuck is not about that. The real meaning of not giving a fuck is knowing when and where you should actually give a fuck. So let's face it, right? You do not have an unlimited supply of fucks. A fuck is a scarce resource, and then you need to learn how to spend it wisely. And I am here to help you out with that with this episode. The key to a peaceful and fulfilling life is knowing when and where to give a fuck. You are not going to live forever. I hate to break it to you. You don't have endless amounts of time. Time is very valuable, and so you should choose wisely how you invest it. You actually need to be smart about the limited time that you have in this world. And so the number one step to not giving a fuck is to stay in the present moment. Here's the problem, girlfriend. You think a lot, way too much actually. And look, I'm first to admit I also do. You always have something on your mind. And according to studies, there are a number of thoughts that are going on in the world. You know, the American Board of Psychiatric and Neurology says the average person has about 15,000 thoughts per day, in which at least half of these are negative. And we know that our thoughts turn into our emotion, and our emotion turns into our physiology. So what that means is when we're thinking certain things and feeling certain emotions from those thoughts, our body changes, our physiology changes. Now, I'm not saying you should stop thinking. However, I think that you should give yourself a break from all the stressful things that you have on repeat. And there's a saying that goes, peace can only truly exist in the present moment. So let's stay focused on the present moment. Don't delve into your past. Focus on the things that you can actually control. Don't overthink the future, because it just may never happen. Your fuck should stay in the present moment. And why should you give a fuck about what you can't change anymore or can't do anything about right now? And that the Dalai Lama says it the best, right? If a problem is fixable, if a situation is such that you can do something about it, then there is no need to worry. If it's not fixable, then there is no help in worrying, and there is no benefit in worrying whatsoever. In other words, don't let yourself drift off somewhere that won't be good for your mental or emotional health. Number two is face your fears. Do you know what's worse than failure? not attempting to do something at all. If you really want to know how to not give a fuck, you actually have to give a fuck first. So let me explain. What if you've been worried about going live on Instagram or posting for the first time about your new business? Basically, what happens is that you are fearing failing or fear of being embarrassed. And this stops you from doing it in the first place. And if you don't ever try, you stay in a place of unnecessary nervousness. So if you're always worried, it means that you give way too many fucks, right? And so you have all these scenarios playing out in your head, like, what if they don't like me? What if they reject me? What if I embarrass myself? What if they don't like the product I'm selling? What if I'm so nervous that I look like a fool? And the only way that you're going to stop playing those scenarios over in your head is to take inspired action. And it's the only way to realize that it's actually not as scary as you think. And when you find out that it's not as scary as you think, you'll be in a better position to not care as much. So you'll be sure to give less fucks, right? So give a fuck at first and then take the inspired action. You have to stumble and fumble your way through a learning experience, right? You cannot just keep on imagining how you'll succeed or how you might fail, because once you've grown used to whatever it is that you're initially afraid of, you no longer give a fuck about it. Like, I can talk on stories and not give a fuck about what people think, even if nobody cares what I have to say, right? It's about practicing the uncomfortable things so that you no longer, you know, care about that thing. Number three is that you are not that special. I hate to break it to you, but pretty much everyone has felt something similar or has the same fears at some point in their business or life. It's actually very natural to care what other humans think. As humans, we find that a natural thing, a natural behavior, but it can consume your decisions and your thoughts and your life. So you got to be careful, right? And when we give other people the power to influence our decisions, we remove our own empowerment and we end up living lives that we don't want to or that we don't like or is pretty much on someone else's terms. So the first step to stop caring about what people think is to recognize that everyone who is judging you or who you think is judging you is also being judged and feels judgment from other people. So number four is stop seeking permission. The next time you are making a decision about your life, don't run it by anyone. Try this once and trust yourself to make the right choices in life. We often turn to our friends or our family or coworkers to tell us if we're on the right path. But what I can tell you is this is actually quite destructive in the long run. What we are saying is we actually don't trust ourselves to make our own life choices, and our self-esteem will not be boosted until you actually take self-responsibility. So start building stability within and value yourself and who you are a little more. And so the last one is say no more often. It's great to be that helpful person. However, that helpful person can turn quickly into a people-pleasing person. So if you say yes to everything, you're going to get burnt out. You're losing your own valuable time and energy and money to focus on yourself. And worse, people actually can start to take advantage of your kindness. And so in order to master how to not give a fuck, you actually must learn how to say no. Because when we say no to others, we're actually saying yes to ourselves at times, right? So you don't have to reject every single request, but you must know that, you know, it's okay to turn them down sometimes. And why do you like not want to say no? Like maybe there's several reasons. So some people are afraid of hurting other people's feelings. You fear that no one will be there when it's time for you to ask for help. Maybe you're worried you'll eventually get a bad reputation because you always say no. But these are concerns that you really don't need to worry about. Like I said earlier, others are way too busy worrying about themselves than to give a fuck about you. The ability to communicate no really reflects that you are in the driver's seat of your own life. Your time is so important, so spend it on the things that are truly worth your while. So to sum up today's very short episode, real fast, we all have a limited number of fucks to give. So pay attention to where and who you give them to this week. Thank you for tuning in to another solo episode. I hope you love this episode. I am going to bring you these more often, short bursts of inspiration in your ears. please enjoy the rest of your day, whatever you are up to. Don't forget to tag me on Instagram if you do feel called to share this with others that you know will benefit. And until next week, I hope that you enjoy the rest of your week.